Peter Kamau Mukuria, calling in from Wayne Lanyon State Prison in Virginia. This title piece is called Stop Asian Hate. America's original sin was and is, as self-evidence continues to be, racism. But now, unless you live under a rock, we all have witnessed, read about, or are aware of the uptick in racist violent acts directed towards people of Asian descent. But as one would imagine, the cases of unreported attacks are probably much higher. Though to some of us, it may seem as though these racist violent attacks merely begun as a direct result of Trump weaponizing the pandemic against people of Asian descent, which to some degree it did, in fact, play a large role in the uptick of these racist violent attacks. However, I do believe such racism has always existed. America has a unique way of avoiding the truth about its racism in order to secure its pseudo-optic innocence and hide its ugliness and evil from the rest of the world. But the truth cannot be hidden for too long. As more and more videos emerge on violent racist acts perpetrated towards people of Asian descent, the question of who we are as a country is once again brought into conversation. A recent study conducted by ABC News revealed that of 3,000 violent racist attacks, 68% of them have been against Asian women. In the March 16th, 2021 killings of 8 people at Atlanta's massage parlor, of those 8, 6 were Asian women, and also a majority of those attacks have been elderly people. So these attacks seem to be directed to the most vulnerable. As much as people turned out to protest for racial equality in the Black Lives Matter movement, my hopes would be such passionate energy would also be extended to the Asian community. Solidarity with the Asian community must also go beyond mere hashtag posts or retweets. Words of solidarity and empathy are nice gestures, but change only comes through actions. This piece, once again, is titled Stop Asian Hate. This is something that I've repeatedly keep witnessing. And, you know, as a black man in America, you know, such racism is one that I have explicitly experienced myself. And, you know, and we can go back to centuries as well with the enslavement of millions of African-American men and women, but this was definitely something that I just had to extend my solidarity to, and I hope that others also do the same. And thank you for listening to my commentary. Thank you for your time. Stop Asian Hate.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.